Howdy, this is the shaman. We finally got ourselves into some excitement. Day two of 2014 spring gobbler season. Angus and I were out at the honey hole and had nothing to show for 2 days. And then, it was about 8:30 this morning. Heard a gobbler long way off honor one of my calls. And a little bit later, he seemed a little bit closer. I said, that gobbler's closing on us. So we picked up from the honey hole and headed back towards the back of the property, trying to close the distance. And we got within maybe 100 yards of the gobbler. And the gobbler got the idea that we might be an interesting hen to meet up with, and he started coming for us. Well, we took up positions along the road leading to the campground. Angus was out ahead of me. Angus, you take it from there. What happened there?
Well, he was about 30 yards out, and he was behind some bushes and trees, and for a split second, as I was watching him come up, I had got up my gun and had the base of his neck in my sight. Just a split second, and I decided I'll wait for a better shot. Wrong move, because I was waiting for him to come around the corner and start coming up the main road. Didn't realize there was a stick hugging my barrel, and I tried to readjust so I could take the new shot opportunity on him, and he saw the stick move and got freaked out and ran away.
Oh well, it happens.
But without a putt, so I don't think he was that disturbed by it. But then he didn't honor any calls from there on.
What got him going this morning was a combination of a couple things. What got him going was a fighting purr. Second. way down over the lip, because I couldn't hear him when I was laying down. Yeah. Let's see what he's made of. Myself why I got up from a decent nap for this, but he's way down there, but there's a hen between him and us. Can you hear her?
Yeah. You can hear her all morning.